the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Pope Francis's death at the age of 88 is setting off a series of events at the Vatican that starts with a 9-day mourning period. Correspondent Claudio Lavagna reports.
In 2 days, the Pope will lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica, allowing the Catholics and pilgrims and everyone else who appreciated and loved the Pope to pay their last respects.
There will be a funeral within the next 4 to 6 days, followed by a conclave 15 to 20 days from now, at which cardinals from around the world will elect a new Pope. Harvard University is suing the Trump administration in an effort to block the government from freezing funding to the school. The lawsuit, which was filed in a U.S. district court in Massachusetts against multiple federal agencies, is looking to block the administration from withholding funding for what it calls leverage to gain control of academic decision-making at Harvard. The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery trial. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
A Manhattan jury found Nadine Menendez guilty on Monday on all 15 charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery and extortion. Several of those charges carry up to 20 years behind bars. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was a partner in crime with her husband, a go-between demanding and collecting bribery payments in the form of gold bars, cash, and a Mercedes. Bob Menendez was found guilty last year and will report to prison to serve an 11-year sentence in June.
Justice Samuel Alito is speaking out against his Supreme Court colleagues for a ruling that temporarily halts deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act. Alito sent out his dissent after the High Court agreed to block any additional flights that would deport migrants to a prison in El Salvador. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The clouds will hang tough tonight, and it's going to be a mild night with a couple of showers. Temperatures nearly steady in the 50s. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow with a much warmer afternoon. Highs between 75 and 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows close to 50. And a sunny to partly cloudy sky on Wednesday. It will be a very nice day. Highs between 70 and 75. And it stays pleasant and warm Thursday with some sunshine. Highs again in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 52 degrees in Marstown, 57 degrees in Ewing, 59 degrees Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.